With Cap Radio, this is an Inside Digital exclusive. I'm Randall White. The Comedy Spot will host the inaugural launch of FemFest, a comedy festival featuring Sacramento's first ever lineup of comedians who are all women. Comedians and show producers Betsyda LeBron and Melissa McGillicuddy are here to preview the showcase of women performing improv, sketch, and stand-up comedy. Welcome to Insight, both of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice to have
Thanks
you
for
here.
Having us.
Who came up with this idea? How did it all form?
This idea, we actually stole it from other cities that have been doing, like, you know, Boston has the Women in Comedy Festival, and there's lots of different festivals, and one in San Francisco. And so we were like, wait, how has this never happened in Sacramento?
Right.
And so that was really kind of something that we started talking about. Like, we need to make this happen here. We have so many great female comedians. And so we were lucky that the Sacramento Comedy Spot stepped up to host. And that's pretty much how it all kind of started.
And when you put the idea out there, did you find everyone just like ready to jump on board right away?
Yeah, definitely.
People were so receptive. We added an extra day to the event because we had so much local talent. And, you know, we have other comedians coming from out of town, but we were just really amazed by the response and feedback that we got from other comedians wanting to be a part of it.
So when you have that many people that want to be on board, clearly everybody can't, and you want the funniest of the funny. How do you go about picking who makes the cut and who doesn't?
So that was like a whole process. And so we really sat down and were like reviewing different submissions and who we were reaching out to, and really had to make some kind of tough calls. And we wanted to make sure that the festival really highlighted the best of what is women in comedy right now and in Sacramento and in really California and Nevada. So we'll look at clips, or we'll go see people live, watch their shows, and, you know, talked about who really was like the right fit that kind of made sense for the festival we were trying to have.
And you can't be everywhere all the time, and you're working on your own craft and that sort of thing. So how do you find the new talent? Is there a process for that, like for finding who's up and coming and really funny?
I think part of it is going out. I'm primarily doing stand-up comedy, so going out to open mics, seeing the fresh faces that are in that new comedy scene. Word of mouth is big. It's mainly going out to shows and open mics and seeing people perform.
Will some of the humor be focused on Sacramento, or is it more for like a statewide audience?
I think I have some jokes. I recall I do have a ladybird joke. So I think that's a joke that probably might, you know, Lady Bird was a big film, but I think it's really, you know, a Sacramento movie. So I think that definitely there are certain landmarks or other jokes that I have that are would only work in Sacramento. But most of them are, you know, current events, observations, things that I think generally would work outside of Sacramento.
And we were going to feature some of your comedy here, but we were having a hard time finding comedy that would work without too many bleeps.
Yeah, you know, I know. I need to give you guys a newer video. Yeah. I think the video you have is a little bit older, and it was just some of my bluer jokes.
But we do have something we'd like to feature right now. It's the Femedy Trio. They'll be performing this weekend?
Friday and Saturday. So they're Friday in the 10 p.m. slot and then Saturday in the 7 p.m. slot.
Oh, great. All right. Well, let's hear a clip featuring one of their songs. It's called Hot Mess.
I wake up and it's so hard to get out of bed. All these thoughts running through my head. Like, where did I put my keys last night? It's so much fun. If I go to the bathroom to pee, and the toilet seat left up, I'll scream. It's emotional turmoil, too much blood. Oh.
So it's somebody waking up at, I'm guessing, somebody else's house, and then having that hot mess moment.
Yeah. I love hearing such beautiful harmonization talking about being hungover in a hot mess. Yes. You know, that's beautiful.
It's that contradiction that makes it funny, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what do you look for to make a joke zing? Is that it? You need something that doesn't match?
A surprise. And yeah. I think doesn't match, but just I think the surprise is what people find humorous and delightful. Like, oh, I thought you were going to go this way. And then, nope, that surprise, it makes us all like kind of and then turns into a laugh.
Do you find when you're writing out your sets and performing them that you are following a formula?
No, not that. It's more just I think my brain is different than a lot of people. So the things that seem very normal to me when I'm talking to other people, I can see their faces that they're like, no, that's not normal. And I'm like, oh, that's a joke. I should write that down.
So your brain is almost like pre-designed to use the formula that's funny.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I think most comedians end up being kind of a little bit of outsiders and we just think we're a little off, you know?
Mm-hmm. Melissa, would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Everything you're saying really is resonating with me, especially the being off part. But I definitely think the unexpected is what makes something funny because that's just the surprise element. And I don't necessarily know that I have any sort of formula other than I have historically found that the element of surprise and saying the unexpected or and going in a direction that you didn't think, you know, that the joke was going to go, that's ultimately the most successful.
So does the being off part, clearly it is beneficial to the performance side of your career, but you also have mm-hmm. to be a businesswoman. Does that become a challenge when it comes to, you know, signing contracts, getting gigs, those sorts of things?
I mean, for me personally, no, because I have a business background. I have a degree in accounting and I was an auditor for many years and I've owned my own businesses. So I have that business savvy side along with the artist side. So I think I do kind of, I'm fortunate enough to have both of those aspects. But I think a lot of people who are more creative minded, maybe they don't have that business background and experience. So
what a great source of material, too, with the auditing and all
yeah.
that.
Like,
okay, so how many women will all be here in total to perform?
So total of women performing, just shy of 65. And so that is 28.
I believe, yeah, it was about 28 acts.
Yeah, so some of the groups, like some of the sketch groups, have a lot of people that are in the group doing kind of SNL-style skits.
Yeah, because it's a mix of skits and improv yeah. and what else?
And stand-up comedy.
And stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
So most people will be expecting the stand-up comedy, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. And then we have, you know, teams like the Femedy Trio that we just highlighted that aren't classic stand-up, but they're doing music and beautiful music with just really funny premises and lyrics.
Betsida, what's it like to have dozens of professional, funny women all in town at the same time for the same event that you're helping to put on?
It's a dream. Honestly, I'm thrilled. And I think it's also exciting for the community that we're getting to build, you know, and Melissa kind of touched on this, that not everybody has the same like skill set. We're all, you know, different funny women and have a different voice, but to be able to come together and support each other where it's so cool to build each other up in this way. And
Melissa, how dominated is the comedy sector of the entertainment industry with men still? Is it? Or is it? Yeah. Has it become more equal?
I mean, I would say it's still pretty male dominated, but I am seeing more women getting involved in the scene. I see more women that are running the open mics. I see more women producing shows. But it's definitely still, I think, as Betsida said yesterday, a boys club, which is pretty spot on.
And what sort of challenges does that present when you want to put together like a show like this or just, you know, forward your career in general?
I think there's always going to be, I mean, regardless of, you know, what we're talking about, there's always going to be people who don't support it. And so at this point, it's like, I'm not going to pay them any mind. But it's been really exciting to see all of the people, men and women, and really anyone who's kind of stepped forward and has said, wow, what an exciting thing that I can't believe this is the first time it's actually happening and have that are stepping up to volunteer and support and help in any way that they can and promote it. That's what I try to focus on is the people who are excited about what we're doing.
As you've been putting this together, so we call it the inaugural event. Before we sat down, we were joking a bit about how it can't be called the first annual because there's only been one.
Right. Which I think Randall and I agree that it could actually be.
Because you're setting the tone, saying this will be an annual event.
Yeah.
And so with that in mind, what have you learned so far that you either will or won't do for the second annual?
Knock on wood, but I feel like things have been going pretty smoothly. I don't know. I think it also helps Betsaida also is very business savvy and extremely organized. And so I think together we made a really good team. This is our first time really working together at this capacity. We've done shows together before in the past, but being that organized and sort of on point has helped make it be a really smooth process.
So you have a good base to build on.
Yeah, I don't know if you have anything. Betsaida was definitely more involved in all the behind the scenes stuff than I was. So I don't know if there's something that.
I think that it's been really smooth, and I think the only thing that to look forward to in the future, and this isn't something that we learned, but just building on this momentum so that we can, you know, grow and expand and really have like Sacramento Femme Fest be like a nationally recognized thing that, you know.
A destination event.
Yes. That's.
Yeah. Drag people here from throughout the state, throughout the nation, like you said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wish you the best of luck. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yes.
And you can go to just one show, or you can go to as many shows as you want for one ticket price, right?
Yeah. There's two shows every night, and every show is totally different, like we said. So the only team that's performing twice is Femity Trio. So you're going to get something new each show. So definitely worth sticking around.
So if you don't feel like doing any crunches this weekend, you can get all your belly muscles worked out this weekend, right?
Yeah, definitely.
At the Femme Fest, the inaugural Sacramento Femme Fest. Again, Melissa McGillicuddy and Betsaida LeBron, thank you so much for being here and best of luck with the event.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.